The electoral staff of the Law and Justice Party were jubilant on election night, and there were chants in support of nationalist leader Jarosław Kaczyński. But the mood was visibly more subdued than after the previous election win 4 years ago. Kaczyński himself sounded less upbeat, aware that support for his party has dwindled. Observers say this was due to a series of corruption scandals and misuse of public funding involving his close associates and appointees, which the government tried to sweep under the carpet.
Poland must keep changing for the better. As the ruling party, we must remain credible. Our goal is to convince those who may have any doubts that what we do is for the common good, that it's realistic and responsible. We need to look closely at those groups of society which didn't back us to see why that was the case. There have been shortcomings, and we need to address them in earnest.
But despite the recent image problems experienced by the Nationalist Party, there are still many in Poland who believe that the course it's taken is the correct one. Katarzyna, a conservative voter, is a retired civil engineer in her 60s. She's happy with generous family allowances the government has introduced to reverse negative demographic trends. She's also looking forward to social benefits that pensioners like her were promised during the election campaign.
A lot of reforms which are proposed by our present government is meant to improve things, not to make them worse. Things, in my opinion, get better, despite the fact that they are giving a lot of money to people. They worked out the budget surplus.
While the lot of many families in the lower income bracket has improved as a result of government handouts, those critical of the ruling party point out that public finances are strained. They also say that the government has managed to divert the attention of public opinion away from its abuses of democracy, which have put it on a collision course with the EU. Bogdan is a high school teacher in his 40s.
We have worked very hard to create the strong position of Poland among countries of the European Union, and now it's destroyed. So I think that this is a problem, and this is a problem not only for us.
Przez Komitet Wyborczy Prawo i Sprawiedliwość uzyskały 235 mandatów.
As the State Electoral Commission read out the list of new MPs and senators, there were a few surprises. The opposition has gained a slim majority in the upper house. Its candidates ran on a joint ticket worked out by the otherwise disunited and bickering opposition parties. Opposition leaders like Katarzyna Lubnauer of the Liberal Civic Coalition are convinced that the Senate will now help to partly control the legislative process.
It's going to be much harder for the ruling party to rush legislation through. It'll no longer be possible to propose a bill in the morning, have it adopted by the lower house in the afternoon, and approved by the upper house in the evening, or within 24 hours. The opposition senators, whose integrity I can vouch for, simply won't allow it. They're tough politicians who cannot be easily corrupted.
Yet according to legal expert Professor Wojciech Sadurski of the University of Warsaw, Polish democracy is still in for a tough time. He argues that the ruling party is likely to continue its process of dismantling public institutions by ostensibly acting in the nation's interest.
In Poland, populists in power have a very negative attitude to institutional checks and balances, and especially to courts. Constitutional courts in particular, but courts in general. Also to Ombudsman Office. The leader connects with the nation over the heads of various institutions which are seen as some sort of annoying burden rather than as a proper way of channeling politics.
With presidential elections coming up in Poland in the spring, emotions on the political scene will continue to run high. The incumbent president, Andrzej Duda, is known as a clear nationalist supporter. It will be interesting to see whether the fragmented opposition is able to come up with a joint candidate following its success in gaining control of the Senate. Julian Berner, DW, Warsaw.